Robert Nielsen was drafted in 1961. He spent 2 years in the Army just before the Vietnam War. He was recently at the VA in San Diego as part of his treatment. 3 years ago, the 76-year-old came into the VA after contemplating suicide.
That's what brought me into the emergency room. That wasn't really the first time. 2 months after I got out of the service, I attempted suicide.
Back then, Nielsen remembers standing on a subway platform watching a speeding train.
And I just figured if I just hold my hands up in the air, I could just let it suck. Somebody shouted, "What are you doing?" And that snapped me out of that trance. But I still didn't seek any help. I just figured I'll struggle through life.
It was a military sexual trauma, and it would take Nielsen another 50 years to ask for help.
The guilt was because I wasn't strong enough to overpower the person. Plus, it was a high-ranking person.
All sorts of service-related issues can lay dormant, only to crop up later in life, says Ron Stark. Stark founded Moving to Zero in San Diego, where he counsels fellow veterans who have contemplated suicide. More than a few of them are elderly. Stark retired from the Navy in 1994. He served aboard a submarine in the Arctic in the 1970s and again during Desert Storm. Not a bad career, but Stark says for some older veterans, no accomplishment is ever enough.
We have things about stolen valor, and nobody wants to misrepresent themselves. So I was a Vietnam era. I'm not a Vietnam veteran. Okay, I was in Desert Storm, but I wasn't in combat. We're constantly talking about what we're not quite.
Veterans struggling with suicide aren't always wrestling with memories of combat. Stark suffered from depression most of his life. He remembers sitting by the roadside with a pistol while he was still on active duty.
The military didn't make me who I was.
But the military establishes lifelong habits, both good and bad. You want to be someone people can rely on.
You know, you have a bad day at work, you can go home. You have a bad day on a submerged submarine, people die.
So if you're not feeling 100%, maybe it's better just to keep that to yourself. Stark describes suicidal feelings as a brief moment of blackness when all other options fade from view. Get past that, and a veteran is likely to survive. The VA is focused on finding risk factors: isolation, previous suicidal thoughts, access to firearms. Older men are also more likely to reject treatment for mental health issues, another big risk factor. Colin Depp, a psychologist at the VA in San Diego, says the problem is researchers don't know, among the people who have those risk factors, who will actually attempt suicide.
We're not very far ahead in terms of understanding who's out there who's really likely to take their lives in the next hours, days, months.
In one VA program, Robert Nielsen, the vet who was 73 before he sought treatment for himself, is now writing letters of encouragement to fellow veterans who are just beginning treatment. Pulling out one of those letters, Nielsen explains how he can help a veteran that he'll never meet in person.
We open this one. I don't know you, but I have faith in you. You're going to make it.
The letters are just one more nudge to keep veterans away from that dark moment when suicide feels like the only option. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.